Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready. What you gonna do? The Lord is doing what you're gonna do. What you gonna do? You better get your heart to the Lord. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Number is 646-200-3074.
74. And those two numbers will lead you right on into the studio of Old Ship of Zion, Block Talk Radio. If you have any prayer petitions, we will gladly take your calls at the end of our program. But if you'd like to call in, you know, and you just feel free to do so, your calls are welcome, your comments are welcome. And if this program has been a blessing to your daily walk with God, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a postcard to God House of Deliverance, Worldwide Digital Ministry, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be, rowdy tonight, I guess you could say. I'm going to be kind of low-keyed. And I'm just, you know, I'm just coming across because this is my job. This is a part of my itinerary. This is a part of my assignment that God has given unto me. And I'm intending to carry it out to the full extent of God's law. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And, it's just been just a sad day, you know. It's been a sad day in my heart because, like I said, we lost a legend, a pioneer, and a poet in her own right. I mean, she just had the ability to speak fluently and get upon a cross, America. And I tell you, she's missed already, and she's just only begun. And she passed on this morning from what the news channel and across the web said that she passed, in her home. And so we just know that she's in God's care now. You know, she won't have to suffer anymore for whatever was ailing her. But I just thank God that we was able to love on her and just listen to the many speeches that she has brought across America. And so this is kind of geared toward her homegoing on tonight. And we're going to go on in our program. And our sermon on tonight, entitled Mr. Eternity. I'm going to say that one more time. Mr. Eternity. Hallelujah. And we're going to take our first key scripture from the law of John 17:3. And it reads like this. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. That's found in the law of John 17:3. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you on tonight, Father God. Oh, my God. Just help me on tonight, God, to bring across your word. Like I first stated, my heart is just heavy tonight. But I know your work must continue on, and Dr. Maya Angelou would want me to do the same. She would want me to carry God's word forward. And so that's what I'm going to do on tonight. Eternity. Is there any concept more awesome? Our mind simple can't grasp the idea of endless existence. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And we know that people without Christ are destined for a lost eternity. So he would rise early in the morning. Hallelujah. And chalk the word eternity. hallelujah, on the pavement throughout his city. Eventually, he became known as Mr. Eternity. And many people responded to his humble ministry by putting their faith in Jesus Christ. And when the Bible speaks about eternal life, it refers to our relationship with God. And I truly believe that Dr. Maya Angelou had a personal relationship with God. Loved him with all her heart. And anybody that can love on you, you know, without any reservation, have to have the love of Jesus in their heart. It's no doubt about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so we know that a relationship with God is not merely the passing of time. But Jesus defined eternal life in John 17:3 as knowing the true God intimately. Yet eternity means an existence that will never cease. And your question might be, where will we spend that existence? Moment by inevitable moment. We're all moving through time toward eternity. Does that fill us with joyful expectancy or with a sense of dread? It all depends on our relationship to Jesus Christ. We know that he has provided the only way to the Father, John 14:6, then Acts 4:12. His sacrifice for sin is what makes it possible for us to be with the Lord. And the law of 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Hallelujah. What have you out there in my digital listening audience decided about Jesus? I'm here to encourage your heart on tonight that your answer determine where you will spend eternity. And we know that the one who lives for this life only will have eternity to regret it. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that there are dozens of multi-millionaires, and they have left their money to themselves in hope of being brought back to life. And we know that these immortality seekers have arranged to be cryogenically frozen after death. And reported the Wall Street Journal. And they also have put their wealth in the personal revival trust, which they believe will be waiting for them when the scientists resuscitate them in the future. That's hardly ever coming to fruition. Matter of fact, I know it's not coming to fruition. Even if resuscitation were possible, which we know it isn't, to seek eternal life apart from the one who is immortal is to chase an elusive dream. Paul affirmed that the Lord alone is the source of immortality. We read in the law of 1 Timothy 6:16, he is everlasting in his characteristic and his character and his action. For a human being, however, death is universal, inevitable, and ultimately leads to judgment. In the law of Hebrews 9:27, and this is all a result of our sin, and it can be counted only by the redemption through Jesus Christ, through his resurrection. Jesus broke the power of death and showed humanity the way to immortality. And our response to our mortality should not be to preserve our physical body through cryogenic, but to be ready for our own death by receiving the gift of eternal life in Jesus. I want to ask you tonight, where will you spend eternity? Your life depends on your destination. The Bible tells us, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. And that second key scripture is coming out of the law of 2 Corinthians 5 and 8. And it reads like this. We are confident, yes, well pleased rather than to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And there's no greater soul searching salvation than to know that one has lived an upright life before God and before man, and that the end of your life would prove eternity with Mr. Eternity. And that's our sermon on tonight, is Mr. Eternity. I believe there's not one able body, one minded soul that don't have the desire to live with Mr. Eternity. And that's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Now we know that many people love mysteries. It's exciting to put ourselves in the shoes of a detective and try to figure out who done it. As we turn the pages of a mystery novel, but there's a cliffhanger that we'll never resolve until we experience it ourselves. We find out that those of us who have washed in sadness, as we have today, as someone close to us has died, and many wonder about their new existence, our heart ache to know what they are doing or where they are. If they had trusted Jesus Christ, our Savior, we know they are in heaven, but for now, a veil separates us from our loved ones, and we cannot see behind it. And as the Bible says, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. And we know that all of our loved ones is in their individualized sleeping chambers of rest until that great getting up morning when God will crack that cloud in that rapture. Hallelujah. And God said that those who have died in Christ not rise last but shall rise first. Hallelujah. And so if you're living your life according to God's word and according to God's will and according to God's command, then you can see your mother again. You can see your father again. You can see your friends and your constituents again. Hallelujah. You can see Dr. Maya Angelou again. For at that time, she will have a new name. Matter of fact, all of us that are in Christ will have a new name. So we do not have a few clues about this mystery, though. We know that our departed loved ones are enjoying God's presence. 2 Corinthians 5 and 8. We also know that they are recognizable and conscious of their surroundings. Just like the rich man and the beggar Jesus spoke of in Luke 16 and 22 through 23. And we know that they haven't yet received the perfect body that will be theirs when Christ returns. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13 through 17. But beyond that, we are left with this truth. God in his master's love and power is planning a glorious reunion then. Our eternal rejoicing will begin. The last page of this great mystery has a happy ending. The Lord has promised to prepare a place in heaven above, a home where we will always be with him and those we love. We find out that God's people never said goodbye for the last time. Hallelujah. We know that that is just the beginning of our new life. Hallelujah. With Mr. Eternity. Hallelujah. And we know that for nearly 30 years, I know I have listened to many ministers and preachers give account of their ministry careers. Some of them have become great and renowned leaders in their communities, while others seem to just fade into obscurity. By most standards, often they tell of how their low pay and their poor living conditions and steady criticism. Surprisingly, these accounts are never told with bitterness or regret. Hallelujah. At a national assembly of our denomination, several ministers were standing in the usual circle outside the assembly hall, exchanging accounts of the trials and rewards of ministry. And one bishop reminded the other that perseverance pays off if we faint not. Then there was also a female preacher shared that she had to overcome prejudice against women's along with other hardship. But she now has a very responsible and rewarding position in the church. Another preacher who seemed to be nearing the age of retirement told of how he had found it necessary to supplement his church income with outside income. Just as the group started to lament his situation, the old preacher's face put on a big smile. And he pulled out the t-shirt he had purchased at the conference, which read, "Preaching the word, the pay isn't much, but the retirement is out of this world." And we know that we might have tried to acquire all we could down here on planet Earth with nice careers and nice living arrangement, automobiles, jet to fly around in, chauffeurs to chauffeur us around town in, and just bells and whistles at our every whim, some of us. But there's no greater joy than to know that you have lived your life serving God, and that at the end of your lifespan, you can look to reign with God forever and ever. In that land where we'll never grow old, in that land of milk and honey, hallelujah. In that land where there will be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more suffering. You know, and you can just look back over your life and say, "Our soul look back in wonder. How I got over. How I made it over. I had to come over all kind of destruction. I mean, derailments, a long life journey. But I made it." Hallelujah. I made it. And so we know that in 2 Timothy 4, Paul was about to be put on trial by the Romans. And he was coming to the end of his life. Yet he faced death with courage and faith. He was as strong, committed to his God and his work as ever. He looked back over his life, remembering time when he was without, time when God was his only help. He was certain that he would soon see his Savior face to face. Paul looked to that time with joy. He too knew the retirement benefits of following Christ are out of this world. And I tell you that are out there listening in my live cast audience on tonight, I'm here to encourage your heart that there's no greater lifestyle than to live the lifestyle of Christ. Because in the end, you can live with God throughout eternity. And that's a life without end. A beginning, a new beginning, and a life without end. And those of you that don't have God in your life tonight, I would encourage you to get to know God. So you pray with Mr. Eternity on tonight. That was our subject on tonight, Mr. Eternity. And our key scripture was coming out of the law of John 17:3. And if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to pray over you. For you are most certainly encouraged to call into those lines. Our line is now open, and you can call into the studio. And those numbers are 646-230-74-8758. 8654. Those numbers again are 646-230-74-877-598-8654. You're welcome to call in with any of your comments or prayer petitions. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of God. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, as I first stated, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. And we still have a few more minutes, so if there's anyone that desire prayer, you're most certainly encouraged to call into the station. And those numbers again are 646-230-74-877-598-8654. You can call in with your prayer petitions or any comments that you might have concerning the program. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. I just thank you, Lord, for being able to come across these airways, God. Tell the goodness of Jesus Christ. Just thank you, God. And I just love you. And I thank those of you that are just eagerly tuned in each and every program that we bring across the airways. And God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. God is going to bless you. He said he blesses a cheerful giver. So God has got a blessing engraved with your name on it. And so we're going to allow the conclusion of this program. We will end it with this selection. Till we meet again across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.